This is Indiana Public Radio News. Good morning. I'm Stan Sollers at 44 past the hour. Naloxone, a medicine used to prevent deaths from opioid overdoses, was patented in 1961 and approved for use in the United States 10 years later. Naloxone, also known by the brand name of Narcan, has saved countless lives over the years. Its benefits are recognized to the point today that naloxone nasal spray dispensers are being freely distributed in wall boxes like so many fire extinguishers or AED units in public buildings and other locations. As our Stephanie Weekman reported recently, Muncie is seeing more so-called Nalox boxes installed throughout our community. To fill in more details for us, we welcome to Morning Edition this morning Sarah Renee and Neil Kring, who are with the organization Muncie Folk, a local 501c3 not-for-profit organization that performs harm reduction work with helping those with substance abuse problems. They also work in conjunction with the Indiana Department of Mental Health doing street outreach. So, Neil and Sarah, good morning.
Good morning.
Thanks for being here. What does street outreach look like, and how do you do that?
Yeah, thanks for having us on here today.
You're welcome.
Sarah and I spend time each week going out into neighborhoods around Muncie and starting up conversations and finding folks who are on the streets or people who are struggling with effects of using drugs. And we pass out naloxone and we connect people to resources and try to build friendships with people who often are kind of left out of that part of our functioning society.
Well, Muncie is a city of approximately 65,000 population. You can't possibly get to everybody, but you can reach a lot of people. How many folks that are in need on the street would you estimate there are in Muncie?
Oh, goodness. Mm-hmm. I know that on the recent point in time report that just came out and everything, as far as people experiencing homelessness, we were well into like a couple hundred and everything. And those are people that are not just experiencing homelessness, but also chronic homelessness and stuff. And a lot of times when we're seeing that chronic homelessness, we're also seeing like substance use disorder piggybacked with like different mental health kind of things going on as well. But on a weekly basis, Neil and I literally ride our bikes around to different neighborhoods in Muncie and easily meet with just handful after handful of people that are willing to, you know, like just come to us and talk to us and tell us what's going on in their situations and where they're staying and what their immediate needs and things like that are. And so then we're able to meet with them right there where they're at and, you know, get them to where they want to be.
So it sounds like compared to, because homelessness has been around ever since there have been human beings, it sounds like that you are, as you would say in broadcasting, doing a remote. You're going out on location to help these people. That sort of work also has been done forever and ever, it seems. But it seems like there's more of an effort to not direct people to come to a particular building, but rather to go out and meet people where they are. Would that be correct?
Yeah. I mean, I think the way that our our culture kind of works is a lot of those folks maybe don't feel comfortable or don't feel invited into spaces that some of us might feel comfortable in. And so to go where they're at is an opportunity to just kind of meet them at that place and then connect with them in a way that, honestly, they probably just don't have a lot of folks that are trying to do that.
Would it be correct to say that those with substance abuse issues would also have some self-esteem issues or walking around with fear and therefore, like you were saying, Neil, not feeling like they are welcome to come to some place for some help?
Yeah. Yeah, so I think the biggest part of our work, I mean, in addition to we're passing out a lot of naloxone here in the Muncie area, which we are seeing people's lives saved through that work, but probably the most important work is making that human connection with folks who you know, are somebody's brother, someone's mother, someone's uncle who's out on the streets, and maybe they have even gotten disconnected from family members. And so we're able to kind of re-engage and sometimes just sit down on the curb and talk and have a conversation.
Also, going into business, like organizations and stuff like that, a lot of times, like, there are barriers. So things that we wouldn't necessarily, you know what I mean, like, consider difficult, just like having an ID or having insurance or I don't know what else.
Having taken a shower.
Yes, exactly. So like by us going to them or us like going and visiting and everything like that on the street and stuff like that, we're super low barrier. Like we have no barriers and stuff to like how we can help an individual and things like that. So
the Nalox boxes augment that direct contact that you two do. Where in Muncie can they find naloxone? That is, can someone, anyone who sees somebody in distress get that naloxone nasal spray?
Yeah, one of the great things about the Nalox boxes is that they can be anonymous. So anybody at any time, 24/7, can go and pick up naloxone out of these boxes. No questions asked. We're not sitting there staring at them or anything like that. And they're, of course, like each package of naloxone that's in these boxes has rescue breathing instructions on like how to take care of the person and stuff like that until like, you know, the medics and stuff can get there and things. But the boxes, we have three in Muncie right now. So one of them is at the Friends Memorial Church in the Old West End of Muncie. So that's between Adams Street and Cherry Street. The other one is at 115 South Pershing, which is in the East Central neighborhood area. And then the other one is in Avondale, Thomas Park area, on the side of Avondale Church on 10th Street.
And if people, we have about 10 seconds left, how can people get in touch with you if they want to help?
They can look us up on Facebook or email or give us a phone call or a text.
Sarah Renee and Neil Kring, thank you very much.
Thanks, Dan.
Yeah, thanks.